Health officials in Toronto are struggling to quarantine more than 1,500 high school students who may have been exposed to SARS. An 11th grade student has been diagnosed with the disease and is now sick in an area hospital. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
York, Ontario is a suburban cluster of towns just north of Toronto. A student here attended the Father Michael McGivney Catholic Academy, a high school, for several days last week while showing SARS symptoms. The child is the son of a healthcare worker at North York General Hospital, the center of this latest SARS outbreak. York Region Health Services is now scrambling to quarantine more than 1,500 children and several hundred staff. Dr. Murray McQuigg is York's spokesman.
Because we can't track all the contact that this student may have had, and it may have been prolonged, and so we've issued a blanket quarantine. In other words, for 1,700 kids, we certainly don't have the capacity to go through all their contacts from this child, and he's sick too.
McQuigg says students shouldn't have visitors. They should sleep in separate rooms, and they should wear masks while in contact with other people. Tushar Basu, who's 15 years old and in ninth grade, has been at home since Wednesday. He says the rules at his house are more casual.
Well, I'm not allowed to go outside like any buildings or anything like that, or in that case, leave my house. Like, I'm allowed to go onto the porch and into my backyard, like just for fresh air or whatever. And my family can still see me, but that's only until I get like symptoms or if I get symptoms.
Health officials concede that keeping hundreds of teenagers in their bedrooms for 10 days is a bit like herding cats. Already, McQuigg says at least 10 children have left their homes to go shopping, to go to the movies, and just to hang out with friends. Tushar Basu says he's been tempted.
It crossed my mind too, right? Because like you think about it and you say, what are you going to do for 10 days, right? But then you realize it's for the safety of others, right?
Basu's been spending time with his family and playing lots of video games, and he says he tries not to worry about the future.
It's always at the back of your mind, but, I mean, I try not to worry myself. Sometimes I'll just, like, check if I have a fever or something like that, or I'll, like, cough really hard and see if something comes out or, you know, stuff like that.
Here in this area, opinions are mixed about the danger posed by the outbreak. So far, the only full-blown SARS cases, including the one suspected high school student, have direct ties to area hospitals. Health officials think more casual contacts are unlikely to spread the disease. Liz Schmider, who lives in York, says she's not worried.
I think they're blowing it out of proportion again, personally. It's scary that someone else has gotten it, but I think they got to trace it back before they put the fear into everyone again.
But people also doubt whether the outbreak will be easily contained. Lori Bargy is a mother of two kids who go to a different school. Bargy says the idea of locking children down for 2 weeks is daunting. She worries that kids at Michael McGivney could spread the disease.
They're not ones to want to stay home all the time, and I just think it's going to be very difficult to control. You know, the parents are going to probably shake their head and throw their hands up and say, I can't keep this child in any longer, and so it's going to continue on.
Health officials say some parents are letting their children run loose. At a press conference earlier today, York Region spokesman Murray McQuigg says they've begun legal proceedings to enforce the student quarantine.
I think we're going to tie them down to their beds. If they phone and the parent says we can't control our child or, you know, that kind of stuff, then we'll issue an order.
Meanwhile, doctors here have identified another man who is classified as a probable SARS case. He may have contracted the disease at North York General Hospital while visiting a sick relative. The man worked for several days at a local liquor store while showing symptoms and is now in the hospital. Health authorities have asked that 15 of his co-workers enter voluntary quarantine. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in York, Ontario.